Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. You know, I had a little bit of a birthday party last night, and my real birthday is actually tomorrow, Tuesday, July 20th. It's my birthday, the day man landed on the moon. And one of my great friends and fans named Richie, who is always there when I need him, and always there at every Trump event, and loves President Trump and loves this show, and goes to sleep at night listening to this entire three-hour show. That's his bedtime reading, is he puts his headphones on and he listens to my whole three-hour show. And he said, Wayne, I have only one criticism for you. I love when you say the root's on fire. But lately you've said it, the root's on fire, so nicely. You've got to give emphasis like you do with so many other things when you go wild on the air with the root rant. It's got to be the root's on fire. Put it into it, Wayne. So there it was for Richie. Make sure that we all know that Wayne Root's on fire. So here's my latest commentary I wanted to read to you. The title is, and remember, my commentaries are all over the internet and all over newspapers around this country through Creator Syndicate, nationally syndicated. My latest commentary is, I'm not anti-vax, I'm pro-vax. But what if this experimental COVID shot is bad? Don't Americans have a right to know? It's a very reasonable assertion. I have to start this column by stating I'm not anti-vaccine. To the contrary, I've never been anti-vaccine. But I am pro-fact and pro-stats and pro-science. And the numbers tell the story. This vaccine, quote-unquote, because it's not a vaccine, is a disaster. As a matter of fact, it's not a vaccine at all. It's an untested, rush-to-production, experimental shot approved for emergency use only. This is different than polio, smallpox, or any other life-saving vaccine in our history. Based on the quote-unquote science, i.e. facts on the ground, based on the government's own VAERS vaccine death and injury reporting system, the truth is this vaccine must be suspended immediately before it kills, injures, and maims more Americans, i.e. human guinea pigs. Let me state it again. I have no problem with vaccines. But don't we each have a right to choose what we put into our own bodies? And don't we have freedom of speech in this country? I never heard the Constitution granted exemptions to the freedom of speech. I didn't know if our opinions differed from the Biden administration, the CDC, the mainstream media, Google, Twitter, or Facebook, that we no longer had a right to free speech. Did you know that? The truth is, everyone taking this COVID experimental shot, because it's not a vaccine, has a right to know all the risks and dangers before deciding whether to take it or not. In private industry, if you withhold the risks from a buyer or investor, you go to prison. Prison. The government prosecutes you. It's called fraud. I've never spoken out against any vaccine in my life until now. But I sure think everyone deciding on whether to get it or not deserves to hear the facts about the dangers. The VAERS reporting system is fact. No one has ever questioned it before. For decades, it's been the gold standard for reporting vaccine injuries and deaths. But the same mainstream media that opens all newscasts and front pages of newspapers with the number of COVID cases and deaths, even if they're greatly exaggerated, has never reported on the number of COVID vaccine deaths and injuries, even though most experts agree they're greatly underreported. Did you know before you got your experimental COVID shot that VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System in the U.S., reports over 10,000 Americans dead from the vaccine and hundreds of thousands injured or adversely affected by the shot? I'll bet no one told you that before you made your decision. This VAERS system is widely considered to be greatly underreported. It counts on doctors or relatives to report vaccine deaths and injuries. Most have never even heard of it, so they never report to it. So the numbers are undoubtedly much higher. In the EU, the numbers are even worse. Their vaccine adverse deaths and injuries reporting system reports almost 20,000 dead from the vaccine and well over 2 million injured or adversely affected. These aren't normal numbers. These are the worst numbers ever reported in the history of vaccines. The number of deaths and injuries are far higher than all the deaths and injuries from all the vaccines of the past decades combined. In the past, the CDC has suspended and ended vaccine programs over just a handful of deaths and injuries, numbers that are tiny compared to this time. After all, if the cure kills innocent victims who never even had the disease, that's a terrible failure. But we've never had deaths or injuries of the magnitude of this experimental shot ever in history. Are you aware of this fact? Last week was the second week in a row more Americans died from the COVID vaccine than from COVID itself. That's astonishing. Are you aware a whistleblower claims the death toll from the vaccine is actually over 45,000 Americans dead from the vaccine, not the reported 10,000 plus? Isn't this a significant problem? Shouldn't the media be reporting on these numbers? Don't Americans or all human beings have a right to know these numbers before deciding whether to take the shot? These omissions by the Biden government, CDC, and the media, while urging Americans to be vaccinated, are remarkable. They're telling you, you got to be vaccinated while people are dying and injured and maimed. But even more remarkable is the complete fabrication told by the CDC over the past few days regarding COVID and unvaccinated Americans. More on that in my next column. The sum up is, at first, I simply thought it was outrageous that people were not hearing the risks of the experimental emergency use COVID shot. Having seen the numbers of deaths and injuries grow, I now believe it's time to call for an immediate suspension of the vaccine program until these incredible number of deaths and injuries can be investigated and corrected. Something is clearly very wrong. My latest column that'll be out tomorrow at websites around the country. And sure enough, as soon as I write it, here's the article. For the second week in a row, more COVID-19 vaccination deaths than COVID-19 deaths, according to the CDC and the VAERS websites. See, I got to add that to this column. I haven't even sent it in yet. The VAERS adverse, vaccine adverse event reporting system is kept by the CDC. It's their numbers. And the numbers have been upgraded. Guess what? It's not 10,000. It's now 11,140 reported deaths from the COVID vaccine, up from 9,125 just a week ago. The number of deaths linked to this vaccine has skyrocketed. And again, I stress, it's not a vaccine. It's an experimental, rush-to-production, untested shot. The VAERS database contains information on reports of illness, health problems, symptoms, and deaths regarding the vaccine. The CDC government website links to the VAERS platform. 2 weeks ago, VAERS reported 6,985 deaths due to COVID vaccines. Last week, that number jumped to 9,048. Now it's at 11,140. There have been over 400,000 adverse reactions. Remember I said hundreds of thousands? I didn't want to put the number in until I saw it. It's actually over 400,000 adverse reactions, and about half of them or so are really serious, maybe maimed for life. So last week there were 1,918 COVID deaths in the United States, but there were 2,092 deaths from the COVID vaccines, according to the CDC-linked VAERS website. That means there were more COVID vaccine deaths than COVID deaths in the United States last week for the second week in a row. Also just out, backing up my article, VAERS whistleblower, 45,000 dead from the COVID-19 vaccines within 3 days. Thomas Rentz, an attorney based in Ohio, has started a lawsuit against the federal government for covering up the true number of deaths from the COVID vaccines. According to Rentz, a whistleblower who is an insider and has seen information on the VAERS reporting system allegedly passed on the numbers and relevant information to him. So according to Renz, I got this slightly wrong here, according to Thomas Renz, the attorney based in Ohio, a whistleblower referred to as Jane Doe is the one who passed the information on to Renz. And Renz said, we have someone that has sworn under penalty of perjury, there have been at least 45,000 deaths. Allegedly, the whistleblower stated that there are around 11 VAERS systems reporting adverse reactions and deaths, and one system alone has reported the shocking 45,000 deaths from COVID. So what he's saying is, when you combine the 11 of them, there must be over 100,000 deaths, maybe 200,000 deaths, not from COVID, from the vaccine. Renz believes this number is immensely higher and is calling for immediate investigations into the VAERS system. How many have really died and why are they covering it up? The attorney said this information and lawsuit will not be reported by the mainstream media and will be censored by big tech companies like YouTube, Facebook, and Google. He said the big tech giants are complicit in causing death and he cannot wait to sue them over and over again. Through his Ohio-based law firm Renz Law, Thomas is suing the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to halt the COVID-19 vaccine rollout to children 15 years and younger. There's no long-term studies on the impact on adults, let alone children, he says. This guy's a medical injury lawyer expert. The lawsuit challenges the legality of the EUA, which is the emergency use for the vaccine, as the law states that children must be at risk. Well, Renz argues that the CDC states that children are statistically at 0% mortality rate from COVID-19. It's unbelievable. It's a wild story. No one's talking about it. More people are dying from the COVID vaccine than from COVID. Who says it? Not Wayne Root, not Donald Trump, not right-wing conservative websites, not people with antennas in their head. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System by the CDC.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year-to-date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed-income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007 or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this
this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Asset Strategies is the sponsor of this segment of the show. There's no reason to even doubt or debate ever again. Inflation is here. It's bad. It's hyperinflation, and it's here to stay. And almost everyone agrees who's smart, who's on Wall Street, who runs billion-dollar hedge funds. Everybody agrees nowadays. Just like nobody agreed, and there was lots of debate. You know, did the COVID germ come from the lab, the biowarfare lab? Or was it in nature? Was it from a bat? And Wayne Root said from day one, it came from a biowarfare lab. It was purposely released by China to destroy the United States. And I'm right again. And the same thing with inflation. Everybody said there's no inflation or there's very little inflation. Don't worry about it. It's not significant. And if there is a lot of inflation, it's transitory. It's temporary. And now it turns out it's huge and it's here to stay. And the only thing that counteracts it throughout history is gold and silver and precious metals. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios, and it's the number one killer of your current standard of living. And your best protection, in my opinion, gold and silver. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team in Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. In other words, keep your money. Don't let the value go down to zero as the dollar goes down to zero. So for all my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the price of gold. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. And every other thing you could ever want in the world of precious metals, gold, silver, whatever coin you want, rare coin you want, they've got it. And tell them War sent you. You're a fan of Wayne Allen Root, you'll get the best deal on planet Earth. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Here's another story I want to write about. It's stunning watch how the media covered the swine flu vaccine when there were 4,000 adverse events in 1976. They said, we've got to stop it now. It's got to be stopped. The vaccine's got to be ended. It's got to be suspended. It's got to be investigated. They're killing people. 4,000 reported adverse effects. Now there's 463,000 adverse effects and 10,000, maybe 50 to 100,000 dead from the vaccine. And nobody in the media, because Biden is president, and COVID's about fear and hysteria and panic and destroying small business and destroying capitalism. So nobody cares. We got to keep it going, man. Got to keep the fear and the panic and the hysteria going. So keep giving them shots, even if it's killing them. Because Big Pharma's handing out the bribes. That's what I think. This is all about Big Pharma handing out the bribes, except for the media. I don't think they hand any bribes to the media. I think that Big Pharma is one big bribe to the media. They're one big, you know, birthday gift wrapped up with a bow on top. Every day of the year, 365 days a year, the media lives off of Big Pharma advertising for all kinds of drugs. That's all you see on the evening news. Drugs, 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 drugs. So you think they're willing to report something negative about Big Pharma, who's their biggest advertiser by far, and they make billions off them? So this vaccine is going bad, bad, bad. And in 1976, it went bad, and 60 Minutes did a whole story about it. Mike Wallace, oh, you got to stop the vaccine. You got to stop it now. But now there's 10,000, there's 11,000 deaths. And it's jumping, and there's more deaths from the vaccine than from COVID, and there's 463,000, easy for me to say, adverse events, meaning very bad injuries, and nobody seems to care. No one gives a damn. It's incredible. Now, let me tell you, remember I said I teased in my column that my next column would cover the big lie of the CDC, because this isn't a big lie, it's just an omission. They're just forgetting, coincidentally forgetting to mention anyone that the vaccine's causing death and destruction and crippling people with autoimmune disease and shingles and blood clots and heart inflammation and everything else. That's an omission. That's amazing in and of itself. That's fraud. But what's the new big lie? The new big lie is over the weekend, the CDC said almost everyone getting COVID now and in the hospital now is unvaccinated. And how come there's five Democrat state senators from Texas who all have COVID and they're all vaccinated? And there's three New York Yankee pitchers who all have COVID and they're vaccinated. And the list goes on and on. There's Olympic athletes who have COVID, and they're vaccinated. And Wayne Root personally knows 24 people in the last 3 months that got the vaccine and then got COVID. Some of them right now. And yet you're telling me that no one in America has COVID unless they're unvaccinated. And no one's in the hospital unless they're unvaccinated. And yet in England, the government announced today 47% of the new COVID cases and 60% of the hospitalizations are people who are vaccinated. But in America, that's not true, right?
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. a federal judge ruled that Indiana University may require its students to submit proof of COVID-19 vaccination before returning to campus this fall, dealing a setback to a legal brewing effort against vaccination requirements in higher education. Wall Street giving Monday a thumbs down, the Dow losing 725 points in a major sell-off as stocks fall sharply amid investor concerns over a surge in COVID-19 cases. Canada plans to start reopening its border to fully vaccinated Americans on August 9th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the United States plans to do the same with Canadians headed south.
We take this incredibly seriously, but we look and are guided by our own medical experts and not in a look at it through a reciprocal intention.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. This segment sponsored by War Raw, my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to the best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories for conservatives and patriots. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Where do you get it? It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We've got our guest with us. She's on a couple times a month because we enjoy spending time with her each and every time. Very bright lady, Liz Peek, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is LizPeek.com, Liz P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com. Liz, welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, it's great to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, the very first topic I see you want to discuss is the Dow with a massive 700-point tumble today. And the reason why it's the worst drop since last October is the claim is, they always have a reason, and they claim, and I don't know if it's always right, but they claim investors are fearing a COVID resurgence. And I would argue, while it is that, it's also that you can't trust anything coming out of the Biden administration about COVID. They talk out of both sides of their mouth, and I never have any idea what's a lie and what's the truth anymore. But I just wanted to mention this one thing to you. You know, when the CDC and Biden's people go on TV and they say everybody who's sick is unvaccinated and everybody who's hospitalized is unvaccinated, and then you hear the head of the government of England go on TV today and say 60% of the hospitalizations are vaccinated. They've already gotten the vaccine. And I heard another expert say over the weekend, in every country in the world that's highly vaccinated, there's a massive increase in COVID, and at least half the people who've got it have been vaccinated, yet they're trying to tell you, the CDC in America, only unvaccinated people are getting COVID and going to the hospital. That's got to be the most incredible, malicious lie I've ever heard in my life. It's just not true.
Well, that's a mouthful. I think it is incredibly confusing, and I think their messaging is horrible. I think what is true, and I have to kind of back up and say, I don't have any data on me to prove this, but I have read over and over again, the vaccines certainly do not obviously preclude you from getting this new, particularly this new Delta variant, and perhaps other variants. I don't know. I mean, you know, this was the prevalent one now, but I suspect others are coming along or out there or whatever. What I do think is true is the vaccine does prevent you from getting as sick as you might otherwise or dying from COVID. I don't think many people who have been vaccinated have gotten a Delta variant and also gotten in the, been put in the hospital or been that sick. But I don't, you know, I don't have the data. And I do think it's incredibly screwed up. I mean, you've got, you know, I started to write about this today and I hope I finish this tonight, but you have these legislators who have left Texas, fled Texas, these fugitive legislators, Democrats, because they don't want to vote on this voting bill in Texas. And they're all presumed to be vaccinated. That's why they're all on a plane taking selfies without masks, et cetera.
And five of them got COVID.
And then a bunch of them now, five of them have tested positive for COVID. So, you know, so there are three possible things here. One is that they're lying about being vaccinated. The second one would be they're lying about having COVID, or you're pointing out the vaccine really doesn't work that well, which of course is terrible because their boss, Joe Biden, is out there flailing around doing everything possible, including sending the second gentleman to the far reaches of the nation and Kamala Harris, everybody else, to tell people to get vaccinated. So it's honestly, it's an incredible mess. Let's talk about the market. I think,
Chris, you gotta tell me. I don't know if it's only me who can't hear Liz or everyone can't hear Liz. In my earphones, she's incredibly distorted and I couldn't hear a word she just said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't hear you now.
Is that right?
I can't hear you now. Something's wrong with the line.
Oh, my. You can't hear me, or you can?
There we go. Now you're clear. Now you're good.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Oh, gosh.
Gotcha.
I'm so sorry.
Well, Chris
says
you were fine to my audience. No, Chris says you were fine to my audience. I just could not hear you. It was all distorted. Something going from the studio in Dallas to me in Vegas got distorted.
Oh,
but
oh.
You were heard by everybody is what Chris said. So that's good.
Well,
so that's fine.
Sorry.
So look.
Sorry about that. I think let's talk about the market because I do think people probably are a little rattled by that. It's completely classic that Joe Biden came out today and touted how strong the stock market is the very day that it takes a tank. But anyway, number one, I think the market was way overdue for a correction. We've had nothing but up days, up weeks, up months, new highs constantly, and people have gotten incredibly complacent, especially when there are some questionable things going on. One is, let's face it, the fact that you have some big cities and districts now, like L.A., like your own, Nevada, reimposing a mask mandate, you know, that's really worrisome to people. And rightly or wrongly, whether you think it's necessary or unnecessary, it is going to prevent some people from going out and spending money and going to the movies and all the things that have been coming back so energetically and have been so good for the economy. So that's a problem. I mean, and last week when I saw hospitalizations hook up for the first time in months, you know, I was really concerned about that. And I think everybody is concerned. We have no idea how far this will go, how pervasive it's going to be. So that's an issue. Number two, look, the Federal Reserve Chair, Jay Powell, is very happy to talk about inflation being transitory. That's what Biden did today. Biden is talking about things like, you know, lumber prices, yeah, they ticked up, but gosh, they're off their highs. Yeah, they're off their highs, but hello, they're still like 50% above normal. And, you know, the more I look at the data on inflation, on wage increases, on prices, on what companies are telling us, we're in the middle of earnings season. Every major company that has reported earnings has said we are facing big cost pressures and we are raising prices. That is not transitory. That is inflation getting into the fabric of our economy. Is this going to be better a year from now or 2 years from now? I have no idea, but I can guarantee you this, neither does Jay Powell. So Biden today was making a big pitch about the economy. It really makes me honestly blanch because he takes credit for the fact that we're having a lot of jobs added. When you have an economy shut down by the government, that is then reopened by the government, guess what? People go back to work. It has nothing to do with Joe Biden, but whatever. In fact, Joe Biden has really made two things about the recovery much worse, in my view. The American Rescue Plan, which was totally unnecessary, the $1.9 trillion bill that they passed in March, just as the economy was growing at 6% or more in that month, basically included so much incremental unnecessary spending that gave an extra push to inflation. I mean, you have too much money chasing too few goods. That's really not mysterious. That's how it works. That's why prices are going up. And the other thing they did, of course, is include those incremental unemployment benefits, which kept people from going back to work, which could not have been a worse thing to do because that's why we have labor shortages everywhere. Everyone's paying bonuses, signing bonuses, raising wages. That's great for the workers, but again, companies are having to pass those wage hikes through to consumers. So you have this kind of double-barreled thing going now where, yeah, there's shortages, so people are bidding up lumber, but also people are now paying more for workers. So Joe Biden, honestly, just about everything they're doing, it seems to me, is wrong, including, by the way, I'm going to stop pretty soon on my rant here, including putting out an executive order about competition. Do you know that new business formations in the last month were the biggest number ever? So, you know, you talk about no competition, small companies can't get started. Hello, other people don't think so. They're starting new businesses at an unprecedented rate. So I will now stop. But anyway,
yes, I would respond to something. First of all, I will tell you that personally, in my own life, I can tell you inflation is raging because everything I buy costs more, dramatically more. So, you know, we just got back from vacation, my fiance and I, in Park City, Utah, and just the car rental was, I think it was $1,200 or $1,300. It used to be like $600. So it's more than doubled just for a car rental. And, you know, you talk about houses. Vegas is dirt cheap compared to L.A. and New York. All of a sudden, houses are selling in Vegas for $15 million, $20 million. Someone just bought a piece of land to build a house in a fancy gated community in Vegas for $36 million today. Everything
so
is
much money around.
Everything's flying. Costs of everything is flying. And most people are moving to a Vegas or to a Florida or to a Texas because that's where income tax rates are zero. And you've got more of a Republican conservative viewpoint. So I think we win is what I'm trying to say to you, Liz. If everybody's leaving New York and California and Illinois, and they're all going to Texas, Florida, and Nevada, I think you might say we win. You know, in Arizona, I just saw the fastest-growing cities in America in the last 2 years, or fastest-growing states, excuse me. Number one was Idaho. Number two was Nevada, where I live. Number three is Arizona. And number four is Utah. Those are the four fastest-growing states in America, and they're all very, you know, red-thinking states, even though Nevada's kind of blue with our politicians now. It's still zero income tax, zero capital gains, zero business tax, zero inheritance tax, and very low property taxes. So it's still a red state from the standpoint of how we think about the economy, and everybody's moving here. So it's kind of interesting what's happening.
The only problem with that is, and this is a serious thing, the more people from California and New York that move into
the bluer
states,
I know.
You have California, I'm sure, mobbing your politics and turning the state blue.
Oh,
Florida, honestly, residents there are terrified that all these New Yorkers are going to come down and impose their liberal idiocy on Florida, and all the great things about Florida will start to recede because that's what their policies do, right?
Hey, Liz, we got to run. The music's on. We're up against the break. Liz Peek, economic expert. Her website, LizPeek.com. Always great to have you with us.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physician to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years.
years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, that was a tough interview for me. I always enjoy speaking to Liz Peek, but I couldn't hear her. You guys at home, my understanding is, heard everything, clear as a bell. But somehow the line from USA Radio in Dallas to me here at the House of the Root Bills in Las Vegas, my Root Studios here in Las Vegas, went kafooey. And I couldn't hear Liz. It was like, you know, it was like me listening to, hi, Liz, how are you? Hi, Wayne. That was what I heard the whole rest of the time. I heard her say, hi, Wayne, and then it was like, So I couldn't hear a word Liz was saying from time to time. Sometimes I could, sometimes I couldn't. But for a couple of full one-minute stretches, I was like a helpless host here, not understanding anything she was saying. But as long as you heard it, I'm thrilled. I'm happy. So hopefully all of you heard the real deal. Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I don't often publicly endorse charities. But today I'm taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. They're veterans and ranchers. They know about vets and horses. The Liberty Project adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM, as in Bureau of Land Management, and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. They're a team of veterans themselves. They actually care about the veterans and help the veterans. So you've got people that help the veterans, and the veterans love the horses, and the horses' lives are saved. All good stuff. I'm a big fan of military veterans and horses and animals in general. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com, vetsandhorses.com. Check them out. So here's that article I was telling you about very quickly in segment one, but I didn't have the article in front of me. This just in, 60% of people being admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 in England have been fully vaccinated. This is according to Sir Patrick Vallance, the government's chief scientific advisor. And these are COVID patients who have received two doses of the COVID vaccine. In terms of the number of people in the hospital who have been double vaccinated, we know it's around 60% of the people being admitted to the hospital with COVID. Okay, so this is my point, okay? And my understanding is this probably hasn't been updated completely because Sir Patrick Vallance went out and said 60%. You know he was reading a fact. He didn't want to embarrass himself. And then moments later, he gets pulled off the stage in England, and then he comes back and says, I've made a mistake. It's 47% of the people who have been fully vaccinated are in the hospital, not 60. So you know 60 was the right number. You know they got scared to death. But 47% means the same thing. You know, that's just about 50% of all the people going in the hospital have been double vaccinated. And by the way, you know what that means? 50% of the people have been unvaccinated. That means it doesn't matter. It's a crapshoot. But I believe the first number. I'll bet you it's 60%. Because I've done a lot of reading and studying and investigating of this COVID vaccine, and I'm telling you, it doesn't work. And none of the new strains are affected by it, or it doesn't affect them, whichever way you want to put it. And so lots of people are going in the hospital for COVID who are vaccinated, not unvaccinated, vaccinated, because at first it works, and then it hurts your immune system, and then you're more apt to get the variant. And nobody's telling you that. No one wants to tell you the truth. But there's the number from the government of England. So here's the problem I have. The CDC and all the politicians, including Joe Biden, came out this weekend to hysterically tell everyone, you've got to get vaccinated, you've got to get vaccinated. Oh, my God, the sky is falling, the world is ending, you've got to get vaccinated, because all the deaths, all the hospitalizations, and all the new COVID cases are people who are unvaccinated. And they must think you're the dumbest people in the world. Because didn't they cancel a baseball game? I think it was Thursday between the Yankees and the Red Sox. Because three Yankees players who were vaccinated all have COVID. And it doesn't now turn out five Democrat state senators from Texas who ran away from Texas all have COVID and they're vaccinated. And didn't you hear today that an Olympic athlete who's vaccinated has COVID? She's the first of what I assume to be many. So the vaccination doesn't work. They're lying to you. But the worst lie of all is to say everybody sick with COVID is unvaccinated. It's not true. I didn't say that nobody's unvaccinated. Of course unvaccinated people are going to get COVID. First of all, let me state my position. Unvaccinated people absolutely are going to get the flu. You go, wow, there's a man. But when they give him a name and put an S on a cape on front of him and it says Superman, you go, oh, my God, it's Superman. A name is really important. That's why they call it branding. You know, you show me an average man, I'm not afraid of him. You put a blue uniform, a badge, and a gun by his side, oh, my God, it's a cop. It's just a man. Without his uniform, his gun, and his badge, just a man. But a brand means everything. You get scared to death when you see a cop. Wow, that's authority. Same thing with COVID. It's just a flu germ. You're giving it way too much power. Of course unvaccinated people are going to get the flu. Haven't unvaccinated people gotten the flu from the beginning of all time? And vaccinated people get the flu from the beginning of all time. Show me someone who's got the flu. Most of the time, they just got their flu shot. And they got the flu. So now you're telling me that only unvaccinated people are in the hospital. Only unvaccinated people have COVID. Well, my eyes tell me New York Yankees have COVID and they're vaccinated. And the Olympians have COVID and they're vaccinated. And the Texas Democrats have COVID and they're vaccinated. How dumb do you think I am? And in England, 60% of the hospitalizations vaccinated. And in England, 40% of the COVID cases vaccinated. But in America, the COVID germ is a Democrat. And it knows. And it only goes after unvaccinated people. Do you know that?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
91.